Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller on the last leap year day of February, the 29th. It's Thursday. Thank you so much for popping back in. We've had a couple of longer episodes this week. I'm on the road. I'm sitting basically just a little bit away from Robert Glasscock's place. So I'm going to make this short, but I wanted to check in on just a couple of things. First of all, yesterday we talked about Saturn being part of the at least thematic characteristic of that triple stellium. And we were talking about, watch that related to transportation. That was what my first inclination was. Well, everything went generally okay until yesterday evening. I was on Interstate 40, which is like trucker's paradise. So I was in this truck caravan, and I mean, almost like I would say truck cavern, because here was my little old van and trucks everywhere. There was a truck to my left and a truck merging into the right. And I saw that he was coming in hot. And I also saw that I could do nothing about it because I was pressed to the left. And he came on in. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking, but he moved right on in, almost hit me, almost clipped me. And then, of course, when he was, you know, resettled, he started flashing his lights and honking his horn at me. I thought, thank you to the heavens and the sky and God and everything else watching over me that did was not basically a total of the van. It might have been a total of Thomas, too, because that would have been a really bad accident getting squeezed right in between two 18-wheelers. So there's Saturn, and there was a little bit of alertness. I mean, at least I knew and I saw and I got on my horn and, you know, started doing everything to try to get him off of me. But the whole time yesterday, I was thinking, Saturn, 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 just go slow. And I did. And it took me forever to get here. But that was intentional. I told Robert, I said, this Google map says I'll be there in 7.5 hours. I don't think it's going to be like that. And I missed it still by about another 2 hours. We're going to get to spend the day today, and it's going to be great. And I'm looking forward to it. And we're actually going to do some recording for another project that we're trying to work on. So that's going to happen this morning as well, right there from his place. I am planning on getting some photos and video. And if you're not in our Facebook group, it's the Subconscious Mind Mastery and Fun Astrology Podcast Listeners Group in Facebook. It is a private group, and we ask that everybody identify themselves as a podcast listener because we want to have conversations in there that are not normal street conversations on Facebook, thank God, right? So that's why we do that. That's the main reason. So if you'll just answer that you're a podcast listener and agree to the rules of the group, then okay, we're good. But I'm going to be posting some stuff in there, and I'll try to do some live videos either on TikTok. Well, I can't do live on TikTok, I think, but I'll try to do some TikTok and or YouTube. Then tomorrow I'll be driving again all day, heading to Dallas, and then two carefully guarded days, well, three, Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday, with the kids and grandkids, and then I'll be basically kind of on my own schedule, and I hope that I'll get these podcasts caught up where I normally record a day ahead and you get them early. Well, just hang in there with me a couple more days, and hopefully we can get that switched back over sometime next week. And from there, I still don't know. The wind will blow, and we've got some decisions to make in Dallas as to which fork of the road this thing takes. Now, what's in the sky today? Well, the one that's already happened at 4:53 this morning Eastern, Mercury sextile Jupiter. We talked about that at length yesterday. Now that triple stellium, that triple Kazemi, three planets at 9 degrees, they're pulling apart because even this sextile is at 11 degrees. So see, they're already starting to break up, totally as expected. Then at 9:17 this morning Eastern, Venus sextiles the north node of the moon, trines the south node of the moon, Venus. Now, Mars is only 3 degrees away from Venus. Mars is at 12, of course, Venus moving faster. But the nodes of the moon are moving backwards, right? So they're counting down. They are headed to Mars. But I would say that in all interpretative fairness, that we really have to say that Mars is at the table with this too, just not exact as Venus is today. Whenever the nodes of the moon are involved in any kind of aspect or interpretation, we know you can just stop and think something either buried up in my karmic past or some signpost that the universe is trying to point us toward in order to further develop our soul path. This aspect, Venus and Mars, would either love it out of you or beat it out of you. It's like, which is it going to be? And I'm being silly there, but Mars would either be conflict in order to produce the result, or it could be just that you mash the gas and there is fire in the pedal and you get her done. Both of those are in Aquarius. The south node is in Libra. There's an air trine. That, of course, matches Venus, an air planet. The north node is in Aries, a fire sign matching Mars, a fire planet. So let's take the high timeline side of this and just say that the more fire power is on moving forward, not so much reflecting on the past. We can reflect on the past, and maybe it is even analytical as we reflect on the past. There's a lot of air there. Of course, the south node being in Venus ruled Libra. So there's this ability to look at this, whatever might come up. If something does come up for you in the next day or two, it could be something that you feel into with that Venusian connection that you realize you want to release. And your head says, get rid of this, get this out of my life, purge this. In fact, what I'm thinking is find something, because it's Aquarius. There's this radical shakeup component about you. So find something that you could release and just get rid of it. Just do it voluntarily. Just find something in your life that you could say, nah, I'm going to let that go. Doesn't have to be big. It could be something just relatively simple. Maybe a way that you phrase things. Maybe it's not exercising and you're going to start exercising. That's a little bigger. Maybe it's giving up soda pop. I don't know. You know, whatever it is. I mean, just think of something that as an exercise into this, and it doesn't have to be some karmic part of your millennial past 1,000 years ago. Just make it something that you go, you know what, I'm going to let my body not experience that which I used to give it in order to focus the attention on my soul and on my path and on my high timeline. Wow, I kind of like this. This is cool. I'm going to play with it. I'm going to tell Robert, hey, we're going to work on our nodes today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go over there and work on our nodal path. All right, you have a great day. Play with it. This is fun. I'm serious. This one is cool. I like it. Okay, I'll see you back tomorrow at some point. Thank you for letting me post these late. I need the sleep. All right, we'll see ya. Bye-bye.